8:50 p.m. Wednesday, June 27th.
It's June.
Is it June?
It's January.
No, it's January.
No, it's February.
It's January. January 27th. This is the Grindcast.
And that was
that was Risque.
Smell Yo Dick.
Smell Yo Dick. Don't forget.
Wash your dick off.
Wash,
you fuck a hook.
Wash your dick. If you're gonna go out, and if you're gonna go holding and diamond,
holding and diamond with them 30-foot bitches,
with them, you better
get some rubbing alcohol.
You gotta do something.
Carry bright baby wipes with you.
Dick to go round. You know, I really know every word to this song, and that's just a personal problem, I guess. Why did you just touch me? The background guy just touched me in a nasty way. So this is episode 3. I have to apologize, first of all. I have to apologize to everyone because we had kind of slacked on this situation and we're a little late.
And we're getting used to this.
Yeah, we're just starting out, all right? Listen. Okay, so this is...
We're just tickling around.
Episode 3. And if you want, you can subscribe on iTunes or, you know, any sort of... podcastdirectory.com
.com
podcastalley.com
.com
podfeed.net
.net
and
that's tricky.
Also Zune, don't forget about the Zune. Microsoft Zune.
You take my 9 and my Zune.
So even though this is Wednesday, we're going to talk about shit that happened last week because this is supposed to be episode 3, right?
It's still news.
It's still news, but it's old news kind of. So we're still going to be doing another episode this Friday or Saturday.
Doubling up.
We're going to double it up this week. And
maybe talk about the State of the Union.
Yeah, we'll talk about that shit. That goes on, actually.
Next week.
Nah, that happens like right now.
No, but it's going on next week's show.
Dude. Yeah, that happens next episode. But dude, we're going to be recording as this shit is happening. So maybe we can just...
No.
I kind of feel like a dick. Because now we're going to have to YouTube this shit later on. Like, what happened in the State of the Union? We were doing episode 3 because we're fucking late, and now we're going to be late on the State of the Union. What if some crazy shit goes down? Somebody, like, streaks through on the stage. Michelle Obama fucking drops a titty out.
In her drink. She pulls a fucking, what's it called, Janet Jackson.
She pulls a nip slip out on
Justin
stage.
Justin Timberlake runs out from behind the podium.
We'll never see that shit.
No. But I'm sure YouTube will happen.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. So like I said, this is episode 3. I'm happy that some people are listening to this at this point. Hopefully
loyal
some
fans.
Yeah, hopefully some people in the future will like come back and maybe re-listen to these episodes and say like, wow, these guys were fucking gay.
Yeah, what the fuck? Who wants to listen to these fucking assholes talk for
I don't know. But anyway, it happens, I suppose. So, is there anything that you want to talk about this week?
I just saw last night on fucking TMZ.
Last night?
Don't get me fucking gay because my girlfriend watches TMZ and I was watching it with her. But I was watching this interview with Dakota Fanning and fucking that... Kristen Stewart girl from Twilight.
Yeah.
And they're talking about that new Joan Jett movie that they're in about that girl band,
the
Joan Jett.
Yeah, they're rock stars or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And fucking TMZ was saying how, oh, well, they had to do cocaine in the movie. But of course the girls did not use the actual drug in the movie. And they said that they used vitamin B.
What?
Snorted vitamin B.
What?
And they were joking how, oh, we're so happy. And I was like,
well, like in the interview?
Yeah, and they make out in the movie too. And Dakota Fanning's like 14, and that fucking other girl's like 21. That's like corruption of minors, but it's for like America's entertainment.
Yeah, so no, wait a minute. No, Dakota Fanning is like 18 now, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, she's not 18. She definitely.
Look how young she was in War of the Worlds. And that was like 5 years ago.
I'm going to Google it.
Do it, background guy.
See how old is Dakota Fanning?
She's old. And I don't know.
If that's the situation, like,
she's in lingerie in that movie, too, which is kind of fucked up.
All right, that's a little weird.
She has to be over 18.
You're talking about corruption of minors? I said in episode one.
And that is why there is perverts.
What's up with that?
Because young girls dress like that. And they're forced to watch it.
Hey, Dakota, get a couple fucking... get a couple pairs of jeans and put them on in your movies because you're still too fucking young. I don't want to see... I don't want to see your tatas.
Premature tatas.
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's evolution, Dakota Fanning. You just have to wait your turn.
She was February 23rd, 1994.
94.
She's going to be 16.
What the fuck?
She's 15. She's making out with fucking Kristen Stewart, who is fucking already probably on like several kinds of drugs before she even shows up.
Some fucking diseases from those vampires.
Right. So now Dakota Fanning has herpes. Thanks.
Thanks. Just for a nice kiss scene in a movie.
Say that about a minor.
What? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. But I thought it was fucking retarded.
Well, something else.
Foot bitches.
Something else I noticed, this is like last week's news, obviously. This is when the Haiti situation was going down, like, fresh. And the 700 Club douche, whatever his name was, I don't know his name, but he had mentioned some bullshit like, he goes, they deserve this because when they revolted against the French, they were making a deal with the devil and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so I just wanted to say fuck you to you.
Fuck you, 700 Club.
Yeah, fuck you. I've never watched your show, and I will never watch your show, especially now. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
How'd you see what he said?
If you never watched a show.
I heard about it through the grapevine, I guess. And
television.
You know what? This is unreliable. I'm not saying that anybody should take this news and then go and, like, you know, hold me to it and say, like, listen, I fucking put money on this.
I'm just passing the word on
I'm passing the word.
Say.
I'm just saying what I heard on the street. I'm not, like...
He's just doing the handoff.
Some things, you know, we're just getting started, okay? In the future, hopefully, we're going to have actual fucking articles. I have a couple tonight, but whatever. Fuck you.
Fucking religious shit. Speaking of religious shit, I saw some news thing. I think this was CNN. On every military gun, imprinted in the barcode, or not barcode, serial number and everything, there's an extra three numbers, and it's a biblical reference. It's a number, like John 3:16 or fucking 12:1.
On the what?
On the gun.
What?
On each military gun. And it's a biblical reference to the Holy War.
What?
Yeah.
That's really weird.
When you read that passage of that three-number code, it's pertaining to the Holy War.
Is it the same number on every gun?
Yeah. It's, like, with the serial number or some kind of number.
Do you know the actual number?
No.
Oh.
But look that shit up. Hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
If we're wrong.
We have a phone number. You can email us at thegrindcast@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 1-614-715-0927, I think it is.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna it's on the fucking go to thegrindcast.blogspot.com.
Don't call nope.
Take
put
a link
factory in Nebraska or something.
Yeah, don't call some crazy shit. I'm gonna find it.
Yeah.
I have it somewhere over here. But anyway, one thing I wanted to talk about was that fucking... Have you seen that show Teen Mom?
Yeah.
That fucking creature.
Fucking weird. Which one? With the braces?
No. No, she looks like that gremlin girl from Home's Tale.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not even going to say where she works.
Anyway.
Some dirty foot bitches.
No, that fat bitch, the fat one.
Yeah, the fat one who got skinny.
The fat, she got, no, she didn't get skinny.
She got skinny, she had the even fatter boyfriend.
Right, yeah. The one who.
Yeah, she got skinny.
The bitch who fucking took her boyfriend and she fucking jammed her up against the wall. You don't talk to my dad like that, yeah,
she, she yoked him up, man.
She yoked that motherfucker up. And I just wanted to say that that bitch needs to get slapped. Yeah. And I think that dude needs his own segment. Or his own, like...
Yeah, he needs to explain his story. Cause yeah, he's got... him out to look like a fucking cock.
I know. And that... Oh, I feel so bad for... Every time that they go to those segments where it's like... They take the picture and it's like... If I have to keep depending on Gary, I don't know what I'd do. Like,
still shot.
Oh my God, I just want to smack that bitch. Not that I fucking hit women, but you know.
And that fucking other guy with the fucking gauges, he's like fresh out of high school, cool dude.
Yeah.
Who drives around in his fucking truck and like puts his four-wheeler in the back of his pickup truck. And
yeah. The dude, he's got the plugs.
I fucking hate people like that. And he is such a cocksucker to her.
I know. The blonde
she
bitch,
had
right?
His child. I guess you can call her blonde.
Yeah.
More of a strawberry.
The blonde. Southern chick.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a fucking cocksucker.
I know.
And I hope he's a subscriber, and I hope he unsubscribes, but tells all of his friends before he does it.
Well, you know what?
This is the grindcast.
This is the grindcast, because we're on our fucking grind. I just wanted to play the first song here, and... this is actually a band that, well, like, when I was fucking starting the show, whatever, messaged him. I was like, yo, we need some local bands on this bitch.
Hit us up,
bitch. So here's Taxi to Alaska with Meat Grinder. I'm going to play that.
Meat Grinder.
Yeah. I mean, if you like meat, then you'll like this.
Grinding it, too. I like to cut meat.
Yeah. Cut meat, bitch.
Here it is.
Thank you. That was Taxi to Alaska with Meat Grinder.
Yeah, Meat Grinder.
The Meat Grinder. The Meat Grinder. No, not the Meat Grinder, just Meat Grinder.
I don't know if you said this before, but if you're a band in a band and you listen to this, hit us in with an email.
Or something.
Yeah, we'll play your shit if we like it. Da da da. If we don't like it, you're gotta get a new band.
I mean, you know. Just send us, we're on Facebook, MySpace. Actually no, we're not on MySpace, but I'm on MySpace.
Yep.
That doesn't really help. Because I mean not about to give
MySpace.
Not about to blow my shit up. Yeah, fuck MySpace.
Everybody's
dude.
All about fucking Facebook now, but I don't even have a Facebook because I don't even fucking check my MySpace.
Really? So Facebook, I don't know. I feel like I heard a whole thing on NPR about, actually, this one morning I was going to work. That's a whole nother story I'm about to tell you in a minute. Anyway, it was talking about how lower class and lower middle class families have Facebook or have MySpace. Or both.
Oh, and college.
And
kids
college and dudes and white, like older, like fancy dudes and, yeah, and parents have Facebook.
SUV drivers.
And it was actually like statistics on how kids are now going back to MySpace because their shit is getting blown
so
up.
They're rebelling against Facebook. They're like, oh man, I'm too dirty to be on Facebook. I shower once every other
it's
day.
Not as private.
Yeah,
but I mean it was just really funny because I heard it on NPR. It was actually BBC News, I think, in the morning. I don't know what the fuck it was, Morning Edition or something like that. Unprofessional. So is there anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, there is. I was looking on this one website and there's this, I think it's on iTouch and iPhones or iTunes. It's an app. It's a farm, a Sims game.
Yeah.
Where you run a farm and you do all that.
Tap Farm?
I don't know. I think that's it, actually.
Yeah.
Well, the headline is Farm Life Getting Too Real. Old Bessie the cow isn't making enough milk. Better take her out behind the barn and put some lead in her head. And in the game, you have to kill the cow because it doesn't produce enough milk.
What?
And, like, the graphics are all, like, Dora the Explorer, like, soft, like, little corn stalks and fucking little red barns. And you gotta kill cows because they're not making enough milk.
What?
Yeah. And you can hire Pablo, the migrant worker, to work on your farm. Isn't that great?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay him anything?
Probably not. Probably not. Give him some maize.
You give him some maize?
Corn maize.
Was that a foreign-made game, or is that made in the U.S.?
I don't know.
It doesn't say.
I'm pretty sure it was that Tap Farm.
Tap Farm? That's really funny.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking funny.
That's kind of racist.
Yeah, in a way. The migrant worker. The immigrant worker.
The immigrant?
Oh, immigrant.
Immigrant.
Oh, the immigrant.
They say migrant. Because he migrated, but immigrated.
He immigrated. Yeah. He's,
they're missing the I-M key.
Yeah.
Besides migrant, because that starts with an M.
That's like my dad. We were just jamming with my dad not too long ago, right?
Laying out the...
Laying the rhymes down, the tracks down.
For show.
I have written down here, Broack. I think
Broack?
I must have been stoned or something. It's proactive
oh,
fist pumping Guidos.
Pumping Guidos?
Broactive.
Oh, bro.
Bro! Broactive!
Bro, I've been fist pumping all night. And bro. My skin is horrible.
My skin is totally funked up
oh,
right now,
man,
dude, bro.
Man, it's so drudged.
I need some Broactive. Because I don't want to seem like a chick. Dun, 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 dun. When you're like.
Better your skin with one day.
Better your skin. Better your skin. anyway, disinfected facial spray commercial. Did you ever see that fucking commercial? No. You never saw that shit? It's like, it's not even like...
You disinfect your face?
Yeah, you disinfect your fucking face. I've seen it on late night television. I don't know what... It's shit that my girlfriend is watching. It's fucking... I don't know.
It's cancer causing.
Not like Lysol, but I guess like it's a safe to spray on your face. And in the commercial, the first part is like this girl on the subway, and she sort of sprays herself in the face, like, and she has like a full on smile. Like,
is it like one of those infomercials where it's like everything else I just fucking fumble with? I just can't hold this. Seem to hold these scissors correctly.
No, it's like the head on commercial. It's like that kind of shit. Like
demanding you to.
It's like, it looks like it was made, it was produced and directed by the head-on commercial people. And they have this, at the end, it's like, great for your kids, too. And it's the mom who was spraying herself in the face. She's just spraying her daughter, like, right in the fucking face with this shit, like, and the girl is like,
macing her.
Yeah, no, the girl is like, smiling. But it looks like they had to do at least, like, maybe 10 takes.
She was drenched.
She was... No, no, not that she was drenched, but that she was the fuck... She was, like...
She was sterilized in the face, right?
She was totally desensitized to this. You know.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes your face gets dirty and you gotta do the whole cleanup.
Yeah, so what are you gonna do?
Everybody's gotta clean up.
So, what are you gonna do?
So, a 21-year-old nurse was arrested for filming a pornographic movie on a Ferris wheel. Her and her two cameramen were immediately removed from the Ferris wheel.
What?
When two tourists...
Two cameramen?
Two cameramen and her.
And her and who else? Was there a dude involved?
And Mr. Rubber Toy. They were filming her, use her her implement of pleasure... And two Italian tourists saw her and in the carriage below him, I guess. And
it was just in
midday,
like operating hours.
Yeah.
Like, let's just go to the carnival.
And that's a nurse. Like, that's a nurse.
And obviously, these cameramen had to have known.
Wait, we can justify it. It was at a beer festival.
Oh. All right.
I see now.
Well,
it all comes around.
Can they get sued for shooting without a permit?
Indecent exposure is what they got, I guess.
Indecent. That's it.
Yeah, that's all they say.
Not like lewd acts.
Nope.
Not like
public indecency. Sorry.
Public indecency. Not sodomy.
Sodomy, and she's sodomizing herself with a toy. A toy. Oh, I want to express the first thought I had this morning. I don't know if I was dreaming about it right before I woke up, but it was the first thing I thought of. People with prosthetic legs, this is a good invention, right? I want to invent a prosthetic leg that is a vacuum. You know, you just walk around your house, fucking, you kick over the fucking plant because you're hobbling.
Yeah.
You just fucking turn your leg on and...
That's perfect. That would be incredible.
Fucking killer. I already got a patent, so don't anyone fucking try my...
That's...
Don't jump my gun.
Does this count as a copyright because it's on... It's being recorded?
I don't know if I can say I have a patent because I don't. That's probably, like, illegal. Go ahead, take my idea. I'm too poor to produce a product like that anyway.
That's, like, the future, though. That's, like, a futuristic idea.
I'll just get a mannequin leg and, like, strap a little cordless Hoover to it.
Yeah.
Tape it to my grandma, even though she already has two legs.
Well, you should, like, sever one of your grandmother's legs.
I should put it on her jazzy, so she could just, like, hovering around fucking...
Then she won't... It's like...
Yeah, I should make a vacuum for
like
jazzy.
Yeah.
So when they're driving around their house...
Yo, why don't you make a handheld version so it's, like,
shit,
Christmas
son.
Story? And
Christmas
it's like,
story? What the fuck? Oh, like the lamp.
Like the leg lamp.
The lamp.
But it's, like, the leg vacuum. So you could be like...
And we'll have that sexy stocking.
You're going to see that in fucking Things You Never Knew Existed, like, next month.
And you're going to be like, yo, I heard that shit on Grindcast.
I heard your shit, dude.
Man, I'm making that motherfucker rich so we can produce crazy products like that.
So what else happened last week? Luscious smashed the homies on Ray J.
Smashing the homies.
Obviously.
Luscious smashed the homies.
You see that Eat at Joe's commercial?
Eat at Joe's. Take your top off.
No, the one where the kids were like, shit!
I hate that one. No. Oh, you didn't see that one. I hate the top off one.
You saw that one, right? It's the one where the kids are like sitting there eating. There's like a little girl and like a kid and like a little boy. They're like 9 and like 3, and the dad takes the like tries to rip the crab leg off, and it flies up and like lands in the lamp, and he's like shit, and then the kids are like shit. Like the one
he
kid
actually
says
shit. On the
well, record. I mean, no, it's bleeped out and shit, but it's like shit. You know what I mean? Shit. But it's pretty funny.
Beep.
You know, shit. And they all go down the line. Everybody says shit, and then the waitress says shit. I think.
But what? I don't get it.
Trying to.
Yeah, it's like shock value.
They're trying to push it.
Be offensive.
They're pushing the envelope.
They're pushing that envelope, man.
There's a tanning pill. Did you know that?
No.
There's a pill you can take that you can, like, go out and go tanning, and it would have better effects. It would have more effects. You'd get tanner faster. There are several. They're really not. You should never. I shouldn't even be talking about them.
Eating UV rays, pure UV rays.
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad for
it's
you,
like
really.
Sunny D. You just drink a lot of Sunny D, you know?
It's just. There's Sunny D pill. It's just Sunny D. Like
Sunny D condensed into a pill.
That's all. Mark McGuire admitted to taking steroids last week.
He's a juiced up gorilla. How they like him on Jersey Shore.
He said, quote, I didn't want to look like Schwarzenegger or Lou Ferrigno or anything. Just a little bit.
I didn't want to, but just a little bit.
Just a smidgen.
I kind of wanted to.
That's a smidgen.
That's the look I was going for.
No, I mean, but in that book, didn't they, like, talk about shooting each other in the asses with it?
Yeah.
Him and they're who's gay. That other dude?
Kids in my fucking high school would do steroids in the fucking locker room.
Yeah. What, like needle steroids?
Yeah, like fucking intravenous.
Intervenous steroids? Up in high school and shit?
In high school, dude.
I don't know about that type
fucking
of shit.
Football player.
I went to high school in New Jersey, son.
Yeah, well, we're hay bale chuckers up here.
Yeah, everybody's up in, like, they gotta get fit.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the gorillas.
Oh, some juiced up Guidos. I love gorillas. I just thought about a dozen juice heads walking down the boardwalk. Oh man.
I hate to even talk about that show,
I'm just
but
feeding
it's
the fire, man. But it is addicting.
I can't say that I don't like that show.
Mm-hmm.
Why Barack Obama say yo?
What?
Obama say yo.
Why Obama says yo?
Yo mama?
Oh, fuck, the State of the Union is going
yo,
on right now.
Look at Biden.
Look at how fast both of them are blinking behind.
They're nervous.
Him.
People blink more when they're nervous.
Exactly. Look how fast they're blinking, both of them.
Well, I mean,
incredible.
A couple million people are listening to you and watching you.
Obama's
do nothing.
Pretty chill
he's,
right now.
He's cool and collected, man.
He's pretty cool and collected
he's
right now.
He's cool as a cucumber right now.
Yeah. These people, there's John Kerry.
Yeah, John Kerry.
Oh, man.
Yeah!
John Kerry. That wasn't John Kerry.
That was John Kerry.
That
wasn't
was.
It?
No, wasn't.
Who the fuck was it?
That was.
Sure
fucking
looked like John Kerry.
No. That was. That was, what
another,
the fuck was his name?
A senator or something, right? A governor?
Senator.
Wellstone.
Fuck. No. I don't remember his name. If you remember his name, call us. I don't know. Anyway, I guess we're coming up on our next song of the day. This is another band that is not really local, but they're cool.
This was referred by Jared. He's been
referred by
previous,
Jared. He left because he's a dick. We're gonna wait a little bit.
When I first saw you, say hello.
We're gonna wait a little bit to do this.
Little did I know.
You know, just because I feel like it.
Yeah. No, we were just joking with you.
We're joking.
We were joshing.
I'm joshing you. Yeah.
So I'm pretty stinky right now. My hot water heater is on the fritz.
Really?
It's fritzing. So I've only had like 2 minutes of hot water, taking cold showers.
Really?
Not adequate scrubbing time.
2 minutes of hot water?
And then it's cold.
That's enough. That's not enough.
Yeah, I warm my body and I huddle in the corner. I huddle. Keep the warm.
I huddle in the corner as well. Yeah. I like to sit in the shower because I was used to standing all the time at work, but that's another story. Actually, I was just laid off.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about you, background guy? How's your job
situation? How's your job going?
Same thing, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Because we work together. And you know what? Fuck those motherfuckers.
Fuck Kelly.
No, it's not their fault.
Is it working?
So we're gonna play this next song. This should be, if I'm not mistaken.
Today was a fairy tale, you were the prince. I used to be a damsel in distress. You took me by the hand and you picked me up at six. Today was a fairy tale.
Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't what I was talking about, was it?
Yes, it was.
That was exactly what I was talking about. No, I think this is what I was talking about.
Thank you.
that was Cannabis Corpse. Oh, stop it.
That is also a Cannabis Corpse.
That was Mummified in Bong Water.
By Cannabis Corpse.
That was the name of the song. that was by Jared. That was by his request. So, did you see the Golden Globes?
No, I don't. I try not to watch that.
Well, actually, it was not bad. I mean, I watched Dexter.
Oh, wasn't
Michael C. Hall?
Fucking cunt. Wasn't that Ricky Gervais guy the host?
Ricky Gervais.
Gervais.
Yeah, he's funny.
Nah.
Meh.
Nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't mind him.
I do.
He's pretty funny.
Fuck him.
He said some joke about Mel Gibson before he came out. He was like, speaking of drunken messes, here's Mel Gibson.
Dude,
I swear to
Are
God.
You fucking
I'm not even joking.
Oh, man.
That's why I like him. It was great. It was great.
Didn't he, like, punch a female cop when he was drunk? He got a DUI.
Ricky Gervais?
No, fucking Mel Gibson.
I think so.
I think he got pulled over. He was belligerent. And he punched a female cop right in the fucking
throat.
Yeah, probably
right in the throat.
That's Braveheart style. That's how he does.
He did it Braveheart style.
He fucking pulled the hatchet out like in The Patriot.
He fucking busted out of his car before the fucking cop even got to his door and was like, "Pow!"
Fucking tomahawked
him. Yanked himself down off the crucifix.
Right off.
Yeah. Dude, he made The Passion. Come on.
My nipples, they hurt.
Christina Aguilera's fucking dress, her boot, her dress was like, it was up and her one tit was like kind of down and it made it look like she had like a grandma bra underneath. I don't know. It was all right. It was weird. And she was up on stage announcing something with Cher was next to her. Cher looked like
plastic.
She looked like the chick from fucking Adam's Family, the mom.
Morticia?
Yeah. She was just like, straight looking like...
I cannot move my fucking face because of all this Botox. Yeah.
In the State of the Union, the crabs are clacking the claws. The grindcast. John Stossel and his magnificent mustache were on The View talking about the bailout, saying that it hurt rich people. Basically.
Oh, it really hurts.
Like, it hurt.
I don't have $1,000 in my pocket.
It hurts that I fucking got knocked on capital gains or whatever. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Okay, that's all I have to say. Anyway, what were we going to say?
What happened if you knock her up?
Run and hide.
Run and hide.
Run and hide. Go for Mexico.
What were you going to say?
Your textbooks written as erotic novels, American history. In 1864, General Sherman marched to the sea, his rifle throbbing and erect, his man sweat swelling, smelling of gunpowder and lust. These are actual romantic novels that depict actual historic events in an erotic fashion.
From
you
where?
You can buy these. I don't know, but I saw an article on it. And this shit's legit. They have fucking the Civil War covered. They have the fucking Revolutionary War. They have everything you could fucking think of, man.
That's incredible.
As an erotic fucking novel.
Everything is as an erotic novel.
It's like fucking Ben Franklin flying the kite naked, probably. As he tied the kite to his penis, the lightning pulled it. And as it jerked, it Staffordshire. Fatless.
And he discovered electricity.
Yeah, and he found it was in us.
Obama
is Beyonce black.
Obama is really Beyonce.
Yeah.
They're really the same person.
They're twins. They were fetus and fetu, and he was cut out of the womb.
If Beyonce gets punched in the face, if Beyonce's killed, Obama's fucked. He's dead. It's like those twins...
Chili, who put fucking cayenne pepper in my fucking water? You motherfuckers. That Someone fucking put cayenne pepper in my water. We were all eating pizza about an hour ago, and I've been drinking out of this large cup, and I'm finally tasting something weird.
You've been drinking that the whole time, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. there's definitely cayenne pepper at the bottom of my cup.
It gives you a kick. The Idol,
Spice.
American Idol weirdos from Chicago. Fucking Jim DeChamp. He cried.
Was he the one in the red and black striped shirt?
I don't remember.
He sang.
Yeah, he
when
came
I
in.
Think about you, I touch myself. I touch myself.
No, that was this week. That's for next episode.
Oh, wow. Oops.
The boob flex chick. The chick who flexed.
Yeah, the.
Flopped her.
The boob punch?
Yeah, the
whatever.
Boob the boob flex, as she put it herself.
Yeah.
you saw the tiptoe through the tulips.
Yeah, no, fucking Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim guy.
The tiptoes.
Remember that?
I really thought he was going to, like, murder someone.
I'm. Yeah.
Fucking.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Pull out. Mr. Cal.
Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson.
I'm sorry.
And he pulls out two fucking machetes from his pants.
Fucking jumps over in a front flip and cuts everybody's head off in one swipe.
He was in the military, too.
That dude?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No, that was the pants on the ground
that,
guy.
No, that he was in the military. That's why he came up. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
I get it. you saw the caped black guy, obviously. That was on, like, the soup and shit, too.
No.
He's got like a sequined cape and shit. I can't really describe
him. I saw on fucking the news that there was already people kicked off because the guy's dad bragged that his son made it into American Idol and he broke the confidentiality.
What?
Promise, and they didn't let him compete.
So they kicked him off?
Yeah, before the fucking show even started.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, son. What if he was like gonna win? What if he was like the next dude?
I don't know.
See you next year.
He could have. He fucking. I don't know.
You saw the Jersey Shore reunion, obviously.
The first 10 minutes of it.
That was like the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I decided I wanted my IQ to stay as high as it is.
You eat a lot of peaches.
Oh, peaches.
You gotta eat a lot of peaches.
Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
you heard about Harry Reid, that one senator, Senator Harry Reid,
no.
Talking about how Obama, he has Negro dialect. Yeah, Negro dialect only when he chooses to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's from the streets?
From the streets.
He's from the suburbs.
But that's like, see, I was from Jersey, and I was in a lot, I was in a high school, a big high school, and it was diverse. There was a lot of, you know, a lot of different races, black guys, white guys, Asian guys.
Yellow
every type of dude.
Dude, just straight up fucking dudes.
I forget my whole point of this.
You need a dress.
Yeah, you need to put on a dress. Do some dancing for us.
Did you hear about France's nag law?
Nope.
If you nag your husband or wife, you can get fined or go to jail.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not even joking. If your wife says, "Do I look fat?" and you say yes, and she's like, "Fuck you, I'm gonna call
the
cops."
Mad.
Then she's gonna call the cops, and you can get a fucking fine,
oh,
or you can go to jail.
Fucking God!
I swear to God.
Talk about fucking land of the free.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's why we don't live in France.
Yeah.
Chocolat bleu. See you later, Fred Durst.
Fred Durst. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of fines on you, Fred Durst.
He's done.
You're mad.
He lives in France, right?
You're an angry, angry man,
Fred Durst. Because he was basically exiled out of the United States.
I did not do anything for the Nookie, Fred Durst. He was exiled?
I don't know. Everybody hated him after he did that bullshit with that contest.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant, you know, he could pound... He pounded 116 beers in 6 hours.
Fred Durst?
Yeah, Fred Durst. That's a fact.
Oh.
He
hides it in his red baseball cap.
You know hamsters get hangovers?
Did you know that rats and mice can't vomit and they don't have a gallbladder and rats cry blood?
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's a true story?
It's all true.
No homo?
No homo, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. I saw The Lovely Bones.
Really?
It was. I thought it was going to be a stupid, kind of scary chick flick, but it was a good movie.
It was really good?
I would suggest it to all genres of life.
Really?
All walks of people.
Was it creepy?
It was.
Or was it like creepy, a good story?
It was a good story, and it was kind of creepy. I wouldn't
was
say.
Was it a heartwarming love story?
The acting is kind of weird in some parts.
Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg.
He's not bad. I didn't even notice he was being Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
He was actually playing a character. I can say it for once.
Yeah. But
it was a good movie. I would suggest it. So, if you have an extra $10, go see it.
I guess we're going to come up on the second song now. Third song.
Count? Count Dracula?
I can't count.
Count Chocula?
I'm counting on... This is the story with the binary code.
Let's be lost in time.
That was the binary code with The Story. That's a brand new song by them. So I heard about those guys when I was in a band called Aphotic Discord. And that's another story. But, you know, those are cool guys. So you can check them out. They're broken up right now too. So most of the bands that I talk on here, you probably never will hear again.
Yeah. They come and they go.
Yep. They suck and they blow.
Washington News: as many as 8 army officers could face discipline for failing to say anything when the alleged shooter at the rampage at Fort Hood displayed erratic behavior early. Displayed erratic behavior earlier in his military career. So, just these guys are getting disciplined.
Yes.
They didn't say anything because this guy was acting erratic years before he shot up a fucking camp, the Fort Hood. Like a military camp.
Because they didn't say anything? Yeah.
They're getting disciplined by the Secretary of State, I think.
I mean, that's kind of fucked up in a way, because
it does help, but still.
I've
Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
There's, you know how many people I've heard about, especially at my last job, about, like, fucked up people in this area? There's this guy this one guy I was working with was talking about, his name is Beetlejuice or something. He lived out in the woods, and he had, like, he showed him pictures. He came into work one day, and, like, he just, like, I don't know, always wore...
Call me Beetlejuice.
Well, no, because he looked like Beetlejuice. Oh, he had white hair and, like, fucked up teeth and, like, dark rings around underneath his eyes.
He's and, all fucking strung out on heroin or something.
I don't know what the fuck his deal was, but... he fucking wore, like, Daisy Duke cut-off shorts and, like...
denim fucking jeans.
Long, like, soccer socks, like, pulled all the way up. And he said that there was, like, this little cobblestone, like, hallway that went into this little storage room that they called, like, the dungeon.
And that's where he fucking hobbled away every day.
That's where he was always... lingered. What? They're like, why is he always in the dungeon? Like, oh, he's building a nest down
there.
That's
where he dwells. He's building his freak nest. He drags dead corpses. Of course they're dead.
But that guy came in and he showed him pictures of, like, his nephew or whatever that he lived with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, a tiny little miniature homemade bear trap that was attached to his, like, his bicep. Wow. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's my nephew. He just ran into one of the traps on the wall.
By the way...
Like, on the wall.
Everyone in my family is a complete idiot. That's pretty much what that says.
We're all crazy. We put traps everywhere.
Yeah,
it's Pennsylvania.
That's what we do for sport. We trap each other, you know?
If there's any kind of a diverse environment that I've ever seen, it's gotta be Pennsylvania. Yeah. Because there's, like, fucking weirdos.
People think it's just fucking farmland and fucking... couple two trees.
There's a couple two tree.
But we have languages.
There's language.
We are bilingual people.
There's shit going on. I mean, you've seen The Office.
Yeah,
fuck, I mean, The Office, yeah. as far as I'm concerned. I mean, no, I can't say that because I like The Office, but as I said in the last episode, stop.
Stop.
It's
not funny anymore. Real life is not funny, especially when you work in a cubicle.
Especially when, Amy Poehler comes out with her own version of The Office, which is just like a family version.
Is that 30 Rock or something?
No, that's Tina Fey, but that's kind of funny, but that's also pushing the that's pushing it.
Office.
That's corporate office. Television office.
That's like high-paid comedian corporate office.
No, Amy Poehler, the chick from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they're all from fucking Saturday Night
Live. Yeah, they're all from, actually.
Ari Spears and fucking, I think Alec Baldwin is on there.
Harry one Spears. Of the he's not on there.
Yeah, he is.
No.
No, Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
I heard him on NPR, like...
He's a funny motherfucker.
...bawling his eyes out.
What?
Yeah, he was crying. He was talking about his book. It was... they started out like, oh, yeah, we're here with Tracy Morgan. And he just started...
Crying?
going on about his problems.
I grew up in the hood. You don't know how it is. You don't know how how we do.
Man, you don't know how I wrote.
How I wrote.
Tracy Morgan.
This book is a letter to my mama. I'm sorry, Tracy Morgan.
You're a funny guy. Scare tactics.
I don't know. He's
got that new G-Force.
He's
that,
not
that
funny.
Guinea pig movie. That
that's not him.
Guinea
that's,
pig.
That...
Yeah, no, he's in there.
He's in there?
Yeah, he is a guinea pig. He is not only a black man, he's also a guinea.
Is he black a guinea pig? Is he a black guinea pig?
Because
that would be...
I guess he's what would you call a cat with multiple colors?
Calico.
Calico. I guess he's a calico.
He's a calico. Yes. I'm a calico.
Caucasian guinea pig, but with
an urban feel to him.
Yes, an urban wave about him.
I don't know. Did you see Heidi from The Hills?
My girlfriend told me she looks like a fucking alien.
You see that episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force where Shake gets the surgery in Mexico?
I don't think so.
In the garage, in the parking garage? Well, that's what she looks like to me. Because he gets coconuts for her nose, and he gets like all... But his cheekbones look like her cheekbones.
They
is just what
I'm, point straight out.
They point out, and they come back in like... I think, personally, girl, you look good before, baby. I would have tapped that ass. Now you just look like...
Fuck
you look
yeah.
like a... I might as well get a real doll.
Yeah. Get one of those Japanese...
I'm
going to
get Roxy.
Dolls. Yeah, Roxy.
Yeah. Operation...
Hold on. Okay. I heard she wants to fucking juice her tits up to size H for Heidi.
Wait, she want what?
She wants to pump her tits up to size H.
For Heidi?
For Heidi.
Is that real? Is that true?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I guess she said that on that Oprah show.
Oh my
Who's
God.
Oprah?
Who's Oprah?
I mean, I heard about this bitch.
I heard... I don't know who that is.
Did you
is.
Know that Oprah's real name? You know what Oprah's real name... Hey, background guy.
What?
You know what Oprah's real name was? And people kept calling her Oprah because they couldn't get it right. Orpa?
No, Ray.
Yeah, Orpa.
No, Ray.
Yeah. Like a
That's
porpoise
funny.
And a organ.
So
Orpa.
Her real name is Orpa?
Hey, Orpa, get that hay broom and go sweep off the front porch.
Orpa.
Where's the pie, Orpa? I put it on the windowsill, Orpa, but it's... I was letting it cool, and that little... Ooh.
It sounds like orca.
Orca. Porpoise orpa.
Which brings me to sharks.
Sharks.
You know the new shark knife?
No.
It's like some hardcore shark knife that you could buy. I just heard about this on my last day of work because I was
you
laid
off.
You
can purchase that?
You could purchase this. Ooh. It's a shark knife with a CO2 cartridge.
What?
Installed. So when you step... A shark comes up. Ready to bite your fucking face off.
Oh, I thought
you stab
it was just like
this
brand of knife called
No,
shark.
Dude. You stab this motherfucker and you... As soon as you stab it, the CO2 cartridge is released inside the shark. So it freezes all the blood inside of the shark.
All of it?
And the shit just fucking dies and floats to the surface.
Holy fuck.
It explodes from the inside and
I
freezes
think if
the blood.
I was about to get attacked by a sharp.
A sharp?
Sharp.
A sharpie.
I wouldn't even think of getting a fucking knife out and timing that stabbing swing under the water because it's going to be like your reactions are going to be so slowed.
No, you got to be ready for that shit because they're
yeah,
if you're in their turf,
superhuman mode and get some adrenaline.
If I had a shark knife, dude.
Speaking of knives, I was searching the local knife store in my town, just looking at the hunting knives and such.
Yeah.
I found a nice knife I want. Nice sidearm pocket knife.
Nice.
$250.
What?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's worth it. I won't buy $30 knives every year. I mean, it's made for a lifetime. And
you're going to buy a $250 knife?
Yeah.
That's...
And,
I can't... I don't know what to say.
It's more than my car payment.
That's...
It's more than my car
don't
payment.
Don't do that.
And, fuck. Oh, yeah. The shark knife. Well, while I was there, I was looking, and they have a knife and, like, a car survival kit. It's
yeah.
not even a kit. It's, like, a handle that you have. And one end has a hook blade with a flashlight, and the other end has a little metal thing coming out of it. And the little metal thing is a window punch,
Like on the bottom, like on your towards your pinky?
Yeah, like on the butt of it.
Oh.
And you fucking smack the window and it instantly shatters it. And then the hook blade is for cutting the seatbelt. And then the flashlight is for illuminating dark areas.
What?
Isn't that nice?
That's pretty nifty.
Yeah. So go out and buy yourself a nice shark knife and a car survival knife punch? Hook blade flashlight thing?
This is, this might be our last article because we're running on an hour and 5 minutes right now.
Hour and five.
For some, LASIK brings more problems than solutions. An increasing number of patients say they have experienced significant complications after LASIK problems like dry eye, glare, and double vision have impaired their ability to function and significantly affected their quality of life. The FDA has decided to investigate and hopes to identify what puts people at risk for complications.
Complications may vary.
All I have to say to that is that sucks, especially for pilots.
Because, I mean, you're already blind. You pay $3,000 for a fucking surgery and let someone fry the fucking cornea off of your eye.
Which is painful.
And it didn't fucking work anyway.
And then you're blind again.
You're blind.
And you're out fucking 3 or 4 G's.
Yeah, and you're fucking crossing your eyes and can't even control that shit and fucking...
One eye's going, like, up to the top left. The other eye's, like, flying around, like...
Yeah. I don't know if many people know this, but your eyes are pretty fucking important.
Hmm.
So...
Well... Yeah. You know, you might want to take that to heart. Remember, your eyes are very important.
This is life advice from Marcus, Sean, and Background Guy.
This is the end.
Ate mais.
Ate mais. And good night. Remember, this is the Grindcast.
Wear a condom.
Ooh.
Great job, background guy.
You really shined tonight.
You really shined. Ate mice.